Welcome to Game Pass Tracker. My name is Nick. I'm sorry. Welcome, gamers from around the globe. You've dropped into the best place for Game Pass news. That's right. It's the Game Pass Tracker Show. This is episode 127, recorded live. That's right. It's live Tuesday, November 7th. I'm Nick Metzger here by myself. We're not real sure where Sean Emmett is. Sean, we hope you're okay and all is well, but I am going to fill your brain with all this week's bits and bobs of Xbox, like it's a new era for Blizzard, thanks to Xbox. Xbox is powering up games with AI. Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 single-player campaign reception? Let's talk about that. And Phil says the Big N and PlayStation are just another part of the Xbox family. So our family, the Game Pass Tracker family, you better sit down. You better buckle up, because Game Pass Tracker's show is one crazy ride. Welcome, everyone. Welcome. What is up? Oh, I gotta get Sean's stuff ready. I'm sorry. Welcome to today's show. We just want to welcome you all to our favorite Xbox Game Pass podcast, the Game Pass Tracker Show. You can find us on pretty much every social networking platform. Just search for at Game Pass Tracker. Do you have any thoughts? Do you have any questions? I hope you do. Don't hesitate to shoot them to us at show@gamepasstracker.com. If you're liking what you're hearing, we'd love to hear it. If you could leave us a review on your go-to podcast platform, it really helps us grow and reach more and more and more fans just like you. We wouldn't be a Game Pass show without promoting the big guy himself. That's right, it's Xbox Game Pass. If you love Game Pass, love our show, and want to show your support, head to the link in the description and sign up to Game Pass within the next 24 hours from the Xbox.com website. You will not only be supporting us, the Game Pass Tracker show and family, you will also be signing up to the best dang gaming subscription out there. That's right, it's Xbox Game Pass. Sign up to whatever level you desire, whether that be PC Game Pass Core or Game Pass Ultimate. Just play your own way by using the code in that chat or show notes. You'll help us continue to create the awesome content that we love to make for you, our adoring and amazing and awesome and wonderful fans. So without further ado, let's go into the Game Pass headlines. My friends, we have had quite the week. I am going to try to juggle everything here. So before I get too started into this, I do want to ask for a little bit of grace. A one-player show here, and we're going to try to knock it out. And I'm going to try to give you all the great stuff we always give you, but it's just going to be me, and you won't get the awesome Sean UK banter back and forth like usual. So just give me a bit of grace. We'll get through it. I'll tell you everything you need to know, and it'll be a fun ride, I promise. I definitely 100% promise. So here we go, starting out. What came last week? What came last week? Starting on October 31st, Halloween. It just seems like it was farther than a week ago, but it wasn't. It was literally last week. We had the trio droppage of Jacent, Headbangers Rhythm Royale, and War Tales. Jacent is an amazing climbing puzzle, environmental puzzler that you should definitely give a shout to because it's awesome, and it's amazing. So you should definitely give that a try. Don't Nod did an amazing job. Next, we had Headbangers Rhythm Royale. Royale, October 31st. That's out everywhere. It was a day one game, by the way, along with Jacent, by the way. Both day one games, both awesome. I have played quite a bit of Headbangers Rhythm Royale. It's official. I suck at it. But that's okay, because it's a lot of freaking fun. So you can suck at it and still have a ton of fun. If I make it past like two rounds, you start with 30, and then you go to 20, and then you go to 10, and then you go to 5. I got to 5 once. I was the first out, but that was victory for me. You gotta take what you can get. So that was my victory on Headbangers Rhythm Royale. If you like to just have a fun time, you should try that. You don't have to be a rhythm fan. You have to be a rhythm fan to be really good at it, but to have fun and just a good time, give it a shot. You probably like it. War Tales, out everywhere. Have not played this. War Tales is an open world RPG in which you lead a group of mercenaries in their search for wealth across a massive medieval universe. Explore the world, recruit companions, collect bounties, and unravel the secrets of the tombs of the ancients. There you go. That was like a surprise drop. That was not planned, and just kind of came out that day. But that's cool. We like those. Those are special. Also, Thursday, November 2nd, Thirsty Suitors. This game looks absolutely hilarious. I have not played it. It's another day one game. Dang. So many day one games. This has been a banger 2 months for Game Pass. They're always usually pretty bangers, but especially when you get these day ones back to back to back like that. Thirsty Suitors is a stylish RPG that follows the story of Jala, who's back to her town of Timber Hills to confront her mistakes, make up with her exes, reconcile cultural differences, and become the person she was meant to be with active turn-based combat, skating, and cooking. Well, there you go. That is Thirsty Suitors. I have not played it. The trailer I saw, though, was absolutely freaking hilarious. Yeah, you got some grandma doing crazy moves on a table. I'm telling you, if you're just looking for what seems to be a funny, crazy experience, with probably a bit of story inside of it, give that a try. That dropped Thursday, November 2nd. That's what came out last week. Can you believe that was just last week? We're just entering this week. Football Manager 2024 dropped Monday, November 6th, everywhere. This is the football game, football game, as us Americans call it, soccer, as my good friend would say. If he was here, that's fine, Sean. I'm not calling you out, don't worry. As us Americans call it, soccer. But this is not where you're playing the soccer. You're managing the team. You're doing, I don't know. To be honest, I don't know. But you're not playing soccer. That's the thing. If you're like, oh, I love soccer, I'm going to go play Football Manager. Don't do it. Not going to be what you want. But if you don't want to play soccer, but you want to do all the logistic-y head stuff and like do all the, do they draft? Do they draft in soccer? I have no idea, dude. None whatsoever. But whatever. If you want to find the players and put them on the team and make the strategy and do the stuff and make sure that your expenses are all right and you like the balance sheety type thing, then Football Manager. That's for you. Dropped. November. Monday. November 6th. Already out. There you go. Play it. Leaving early access, RoboQuest, November 7th. RoboQuest is the first party co-op. Looks kind of comic art style. It's got a real fun art style. Game, so you can give that a shout. It's been on Game Pass already, but now it's not a game preview anymore. Now it's the real deal, Lucille. You can go play it. So Dungeons 4, that's the next thing that came out Tuesday, November 7th. That's the day. I'm like, Tuesday, November 7th? When's that? Oh, that's today. Oh, okay, cool. Glad we figured that out. Dungeons 4... Wait, no, that didn't come out Tuesday, November 7th. See, this is what happens. This is what happens, right? November 9th was everywhere. Day one. It's coming out November 9th, which is a Thursday. Yeah, my math is right. Available day one on Game Pass. Build a cozy and comfortable dungeon to suit your creature's needs and rule over them. Then send them out into the overworld to kindly remind the good people living there that the absolute evil rules over their lands. That's vague, but, there you go. So that's November 9th. Also coming November 9th. Also coming day one. Again, 3 day one games this freaking week. I tell you, absolutely crazy. Like a Dragon Gaiden, The Man Who Erased His Name. Out everywhere, Thursday, November 9th. Erase your past to protect your future. Once a legendary Yakuza, Kazuma Kiryu faked his own death and abandoned his name for the sake of protecting his family. Now, he is thrust into conflict by a mysterious figure attempting to drive him out of hiding. There you go. That is Like a Dragon Gaiden, The Man Who Erased His Name. It is out Thursday, November 9th. All right. Next, we have Wild Hearts, also Thursday, November 9th. This game, I want to give a try. Am I going to like it? Probably not. Probably not, just being honest. Probably not. But I want to give it a shout. This is the Monster Hunter-like game out by EA. I believe to play this, this is an EA Play game, so you have to have Ultimate or PC Game Pass, FYI, just in case you have Core and you try it and you're like, Nick said it was out and it's not here. That's why. Are you ready to tame a world gone wild? PC Game Pass and Ultimate members can master ancient tech to hunt down giant beasts on November 9th in Wildheart via EA Play. Take on these creatures alone or hunt with friends in seamless co-op. So yeah, so you can get together with a group of friends. I don't know how many. go out, giant beasts. You each have a task, or you can be your own job, whether it's sword or whatever you want for your weapon and all that. And you basically try to take down these beasts. They say tame. I don't know if you're taming. It didn't look like you were taming. I mean, it looked more like you were slaughtering them. But you know, I appreciate where they're trying to go there. So, but either way, that comes out November 9th, and I will be dipping into that one. I hope it's I always want to like these Monster Hunter type games, and I never do. So I'm going to hope that this is the one that I really like. With that said, coming soon. Oh, my heart is full. My heart is very full. These games, I'm just sad that they're dropping so close to each other because I have to make choices that I just don't want to make. Spirity, out everywhere. Monday, November 13th, day one. This game looks great. It has an Stardew Valley type art style. I want to play this game, and I will. But the question is, will I play it for more than a day? And I'll tell you why in just a second. Spiritea is a cute, cozy life sim inspired by Stardew Valley. Huh, maybe that's why it looks like it. And spirited away. Humans have stopped worshiping spirits, and now they're in danger of becoming lost. Run a bathhouse, make friends with people in town, take part in hobbies like bug catching and karaoke, and find all the spirits. Y'all, this game looks great. I mean, if you're a comfy, cozy crafter gamer, which everybody knows I am, then this might be the game that you really want on Game Pass right now. But to make your life difficult, comfy, cozy, crafter, gamers, there is another game coming out the next day, November 14th. What days are this? I know they're next week, but okay. So Spirity's coming out on Monday, and then Tuesday is Coral Island, coming out for Cloud and Xbox Series X and S, November 14th, coming out by Humble Games. If you're playing Maniko's Night Market right now, my crafty, cozy gamers, this is Humble Games. They brought that game out. I'm playing Maniko's Night Market. I think it's freaking amazing. I absolutely love it. Is it freaking amazing? It's really, really good. We need to make a scale here at the Game Pass Tracker Show of like good, freaking amazing, blow your mind face off. I don't know, something like that. It's really, really good. It's got some quality of life issues that need to be fixed, but nothing that couldn't be fixed with a patch. So anyways, back to Coral Island. Sorry, I got squirrel moment. Coral Island out on Cloud and Xbox Series X and S, November 14th. Available. It's already available on PC. Coral Island invites players to be who they want and experience chanting island living at their own pace. Island living. Never heard that in a comfy, cozy game. Living off the land, nurturing animals, building relationships with diverse cast of townsfolk, and making the world around them a more vital and harmonious place. Y'all, this got everything. It's got the relationships, it's got the crafting, it's got the farming, it's got the revitalizing a town, it's got the marriaging and all that fun stuff, and it's also got your mining, and you've like the rune factories type stuff is in here as well, if you're in for that aspect. If they can nail the game mechanics of this and it feels good to play and you like it, then I'm telling you this could be a really big game. But if they miss those game, if they miss that feel of the control and how you move your character and how you do all those things, it's all for naught. So hopefully they nail it. I am pumped, and I have high hopes that they will, because Maniko's Night Market has shown that they can do a pretty good darn job of it. So I am hoping that that happens. Hey, coming soon, Persona 5 Tactica is everywhere. Friday, November 17th. That game is one that I know a lot of people are looking forward to. So there you go. Roller Dome, we mentioned this last week. It was announced coming out for Game Pass November 28th. Sorry, this is where I said, hey, you guys were like, why did he just yell hey? hey, remember that that played up game? I was like, well, it was supposed to come last week. Maybe it's coming next week. Maybe. It's not. It's not coming till 2024. It's now officially delayed. It's off the schedule for this year. That's a bummer. Not the end of the world, though, right? I mean, we have enough games to play. I mean, it's a pretty legit schedule right now of games that can be played. So, yeah, I am not super shocked that got missed. I was pretty iffy on it when it didn't get announced by Xbox last Tuesday when it was supposed to come out that Tuesday. It wasn't in their slate of games, so I was kind of confused by that. So not surprised to see that it got moved to next year. But I can't wait for that one. By the way, Plate Up, that's the one where you get with a bunch of friends. It's a roguelite restaurant game. You're kind of going through helping out customers. You can add appliances. You can even automate your kitchen in ways. But it's a roguelite game, so you're just going to try to make it as far as you can. And then once you're done, you got to start all over, which is always kind of like the thing. I don't know. I struggle with those names, with those roguelite games with that. Because it's like, I got so far, and I didn't really accomplish anything, because now I just got to do it all over again. But I know you're trying to see if you can do better. I get it. Okay. Anyways, moving on. Leaving November 17th. That means you have 8 days to play this game, or to play one of these games, if you so choose to want to play them. Leaving Coffee Talk. Sean played that game. He said it was pretty darn good, so you might want to give it a try. Ghost Song, Gungrave Gore. I can tell you, I've played a hot minute of that game, and it stands up to its name. It is gory. Football Manager 2023. See, that's going because the other football. Never mind. You probably know already. Football Manager 2024 is here. Anyways, Lappin. This is the game preview game, which was more like a demo. So no loss there. And Townscaper, the comfy cozy town builder game in the middle of sea, I guess. I don't know. And there's no real objective other than to build the town that you've always wanted to build. There's no like money. There's no anything like that. You just get to build stuff and they kind of just merge together. The engineering is all thought out for you. You just get to have fun doing your thing, changing colors, making it cool, doing whatever you want to do. And then also on PC, PC is losing Exapunks. So those are gone November 15th, which means if you're interested in any of them, you have until then to beat them, or you can buy them as long as you do it before or by November 15th, and you'll get your 20% off Game Pass discount. So there you go. If you are wondering, so much information. Like, he just ran through so much freaking information. How am I ever going to know about all this information? I got things to tell you. Okay? We have an amazing team at social media. Our social media team that's putting out stuff on, like, Facebook and Instagram. And I know we're taking a little break from X, but we'll be back there before you know it. And we'll be pushing all this stuff out, and it'll be amazing. And that's where all this stuff drops, like, real time. I mean, I was like, what's going on with Plate Up? Guess where I found out about it from? I found out about it from our social team's X. So if you're wondering, man, I want to be able to see this stuff real time. There you go. If you would like a rundown of what's coming out every week, we are dropping a Game Pass tracker weekly on our YouTube, which gives all the games trailers, quick synopsis. Frank Synopsis? I don't know. Synapsis? I don't know, man. Real quick, you get a quick idea of what each game is all about. That's my point. That's what I'm trying to say. So you can go there. Anyways, wherever you want to go, Game Pass Tracker, just search it. You'll find it. And then subscribe, because, you know, that's how you do this stuff. And it means the world to us. You have no idea how great it is if you just hit the subscribe or the follow or whatever social media you choose, whatever they call it. You know, buddy, whatever. Just hit that button. And it means the world to us. It helps us out more than you know just by doing that little thing. Hit the bell, you know, all that stuff. Huge. So thank you guys so much. That is our Game Pass headlines. We have some news to talk about, so we're going to move into the X feed. Yeah, we are. Sorry. I got to hit the right scene now. It's not the two-player pod because Sean's not here. Not calling you out, though. Not calling you out. All right. The news for this week. BlizzCon happened Friday, and we think it was like a Friday Saturday thing, if I'm correct. There were some awesome announcements, not any super amazing Game Pass announcements, but there were some really cool things that dropped there. One of the things that I thought was great was Mike Ybarra was talking about what he thought about the obviously acquisition being part of the Xbox family now. And so he says, I think the way Phil Spencer approaches building teams and focusing on culture and enabling creative freedom is going to give Blizzard a lot more of that sense of being an independent studio than ever before. That's what I really mean when I talk about a new era of possibilities, of empowerment, of serving players even better than we have before. going to Phil and saying, hey, can we do this? I think he would look at me and go, run your studio. I do think our decision-making process will be faster. I think that is amazing, an amazing accomplishment for Phil, and it's amazing kudos to the Xbox team. I mean, they have now joined this gigantic entity of studios. It should be slower. He should be like, man, I don't know. I got this huge, you know, Goliath that I've now been sucked into, so I'm probably going to have to talk to somebody and be like, can I do this and do that? And, you know, there's going to be bureaucracy and red tape and blah, 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 and I don't know how it's going to work. But what he's saying is how I view this, how I see this, what I'm being told, my life's going to get easier. Decision-making is going to be faster than it was without Xbox. I think that is an amazing kudos to the Xbox team and to Phil himself. Because if you can do that, if you can suck in studios, acquire, sorry, not really suck in. If you can acquire studios, give them creative freedom, tell them and give them the ability to move quickly, which in business these days, you really need to be able to do. You can't sit on something and wait for a committee for a month. Then I think they have really done something, and I just kudos to Xbox for making that happen. A little bit more now on the Phil side. Phil Spencer says we're going to empower our new colleagues, which is pretty much just saying what Mike has already said. Power our new colleagues in a culture of trust, inclusion, and collaboration to continue what they do best. Redefining existing genres, creating new, never before seen experiences, and uniting players globally in new ways in Azeroth, in Sanctuary, in near future Earth, and beyond. I think that is fantastic. And then he goes on to say, think of Diablo. If it propelled the action RPG genre forward, StarCraft spawned the foundation of what esports would eventually become. And with StarCraft 2, it was a major catalyst for the evolution of games as live entertainment. World of Warcraft changed not only how people developed and supported games, but really it introduced a much wider audience to the concept of online communities. And Overwatch not only reimagined gameplay, but also the representation possible in class-based shooters. Blizzard's influence is everywhere. So obviously they got some love for each other. I mean, it sounds legit. This isn't just like PR speak. It sounds like these guys are talking from their heart, how they feel, how they think things are going to go. And I am excited to see with the combined efforts of their creative teams and Phil's ability to be able to maneuver in, be able to allow creative teams to do what they want to do. Very excited to see what happens out of that. I think some great things could happen, and I can't wait to see, I can't wait to see Diablo on Game Pass. Let's be honest. That's what I really want to see. If Sean was here right now, I'd be like, when do you think that's going to happen? And I would say, and he would tell me, shut up, Nick. It's not going to happen until 2024. Stop asking the same freaking question every week. But I won't. I won't. I will keep asking the question, even though Blizzard and Phil basically have said, don't expect anything till 2024. Because I'm one of those gamers, I will expect something before 2024. Xbox signs a new AI partnership to assist and empower game creators. Y'all, this one, I think, is awesome. I mean, it was going to happen, right? I mean, of course they're going to do this. They're going to do this for a lot of reasons. AI is all over the place. It makes life easier. It's making my life easier in a ton of different ways. It's making everybody's life easier. If you're not using it, you should use it. So because that's just the way things are going to be. But with that said, I'm so nervous how especially the beginning games are going to look. Like, can you imagine you're just like, hey, how's life? And this guy just goes off on this random AI-generated rant, which has nothing to do with your quest. It wasn't anything at all that you wanted to hear. Didn't matter one bit. Okay, that kind of sounds like a lot of RPGs. But, I mean, seriously, I think it could be amazing, and I think it will be amazing, and I think it will allow especially indie studios that can't afford to hire amazing writers all the time, although a lot of indie studios have some of the best writing. But whatever, let's move on from that. I think it will allow for a lot of things. I do think there will be a lot of AI jank in some of these games, at least in the beginning. It could be a bit rough at first. But I think there's no way that Microsoft couldn't or shouldn't have done this. They need to be in this AI space. I mean, they are in it, but they need Xbox and game creation in it as well. So a little bit of what was being said. Together, we aim to deliver... Who's talking here? Xbox is now today. Inreal describes... No, they didn't want to tell. It's somebody from Microsoft. There you go. Together, we aim to deliver an accessible, responsibly designed multi-platform AI toolset to assist across... Not sure what just happened. There was a loud sound. Anyways. To assist... I lost my space. To assist and empower creators in dialogue, story, and quest design. The toolset will include an AI design copilot that assists and empowers game designers to explore more creative ideas, turning prompts into detailed scripts, dialogue trees, quests, and more. An AI character runtime engine that can be integrated into the game client, enabling entirely new narratives with dynamically generated stories, quests, and dialogue for players to experience. Okay. I think there's some cool, options there, some cool things that can happen. Obviously, I did some research. Obviously, I'm not a developer. I know only basically the surface, the very, like, barely scratch the surface level of what we're talking about here. But again, my biggest worry is turning prompts into detailed scripts, dialogue trees, quests, and more. At some point, AI will nail those things. But my worry is at the beginning, those scripts are going to be bloated and dialogue trees are going to be crazy and they're not going to have anything to do with what they need to talk about. And so I think it's an interesting thing. I think we'll hear a lot more about it. I think it'll be the way of the future, but I think it could be a bit crazy at first. Our third top story, Forza Motorsport Update 2 launches next week. Here are the patch notes. Well, thank you, Sean, for putting the patch notes in, because I would have no freaking idea what was going on in Forza Motorsport. The Marina circuit is coming. Sean put many exclamation marks next to that, so I think he's excited. Just guessing. Two big gameplay fixes to replays in scenarios where replays do not start playing and the cars do not move or they float. This sounds like my kind of game. The floating Forza Motorsport might be the one I should play from the beginning. And resolved an exploit related to changing cartoons in mid-race. So there you go. Our fourth story. Is Elon Musk is getting involved with Xbox PlayStation's Twitter troubles. Back in April, Microsoft announced that it was disabling the ability to share Xbox game DVR images and clips to Twitter from consoles and Windows PCs, which was presumed at the time to be a result of Twitter's new API structure. Now, Sony has essentially done the same thing, announcing that PlayStation's Twitter integration on PS4 and PS5 will end November 13th. This has attracted a lot of attention. Apparently, also Elon Musk, who responds to X News Daily and says, I will look into this. Listen, X has done a lot of video stuff already. I mean, when we started doing the Game Pass Tracker show, streaming on X was not optimal. And within two shows, it was like all of a sudden it was super easy with Streamlabs to stream on X. So I cannot wait to see what they're going to do. I have no doubt that if Elon puts his team on it, Xbox and PlayStation will have all they need and be up to running in no time. So that's all political, whatever you think aside. I think this can work because I have seen the anecdotally with my own eyes. I have seen the leaps and bounds they've made in streaming and video in just a couple weeks. So excited to see that work for all gamers. That only helps us out in the end. Story number 5, if I'm counting correctly. I think I am. Call of Duty Modern Warfare single campaign gets meh reception. A 53 out of 100 on Open Critic. This makes me sad, and I really wanted to get Sean's opinion on it, because I haven't played a Call of Duty single-player campaign in a long time. So for me to sit here and really throw too much more shade than already is throwing would be silly because I can't really speak to it like I should be able to. So I'm not going to put much more time into it than that, just other than to say we want to bring it to your attention. Because really, I mean, yes, Xbox didn't work on this title per se, but really it's a first party title now. I mean, not really. It is. So you need to know. So first single player campaign's got a 53 out of 100 on OpenCritic. And OpenCritic, if you don't know, isn't like everybody can go on there and rate it and just throw shade on it. How they are gathering scores is by reputable, I guess is what I'd say, reviewers. So reputable reviewers are out there and they give the game a score, and then basically OpenCritic takes all those scores and mushes them together into an average, and that average right now is 53 out of 100. So there you go. That is that. And then this one, the one I want to end in, the one that this episode is named after, All in the Family. I absolutely love this. Phil is amazing with his ability to be complimentary, to be open, and yet also at the same time, I'm sure he makes his competitors just kind of grr just a little bit. Just like, I don't want to. So anyways, Phil says, we think of Nintendo and Sony as part of the Xbox family. I mean, that's first class. That's first class executive directing right there. Just to be honest, like that is some legit stuff. So here is what he says. In longer form. First of all, I'm very excited. And excited about what the future holds in terms of hardware. I think it's not just a matter of adapting to what other companies are doing, but also providing something unique for Xbox users. Just as we think of Rogue Ally and Steam Deck as part of the Xbox community, we need to think of the many Nintendo Switch and PlayStation users as part of the Xbox community in the future. Similarly, we think it's important to make sure that everyone who continues to play Xbox games, including those who play on Game Pass on PC, feels equal in the community. There's a lot of work to be done. I really appreciate that. I think it's 100% true. There will be Switch users playing Call of Duty games, presumably, Xbox follows through with what they said they would do. For Nintendo, I can't wait to see how they follow through with that. That being having Call of Duty games on Call of Duty games on Nintendo for the next 10 years. But even if they don't do that, we already have Ori's on there to play. So, and I have no doubt that there will be other titles that they have acquired that will be going on to Nintendo. We have had a conversation, Sean and I, about is Game Pass coming to Nintendo. I highly doubt you'll see Game Pass as we know it on the Xbox, but you could certainly see a Nintendo-centric Game Pass, meaning it would be Nintendo Game Pass, which would not have games that Nintendo is selling on their eShop, because there is no way that Nintendo is going to let Xbox eat their indie lunch. So yeah, I think that is definitely a possibility. But I do love how Phil is always trying to grow community, to show community, to be like, hey, listen, we're all in it. You're playing on our platform. We consider you part of the family. We want you to have the best experience possible, which is very important, right? Because that was something that Sony had argued in the acquisition, which is, hey, listen, we want to make sure that Xbox gives our users the same experience that Xbox users have when it comes to some of these titles. And that's pretty much what he's saying here. It's like, listen, we all need everybody to feel equal in the community. And there is work to be done. So I think that's a great quote and a very interesting quote, and good on him. That is our sixth and final story, my friends. Top story. We do have a news bulletin. Alan Wake 2 dev working towards a full fix for audio issues on Xbox Series X and S. I've not played Alan Wake 2, so I don't know about those issues. But if you have them, apparently they're working on a fix. Let me see if they give a time frame for y'all. If there's somebody that's like, that's me, I can't hear, or I can't do something, or something's not working. First week patch along with playing. They don't give a time. Oh, is now live. They do give a time. Sorry, I was looking for numbers, but it was letters. Is now live. So that patch is now live, and hopefully it fixes y'all's audio issues. Folks, that is our XVEED for this week. You know, when there's just one person, we fly right through here. There's a whole lot less squirrel moments. There's a whole lot less, just a whole lot less squirrel moments. So let's fly into the dashboard. Hey, I hit the right button. I'm starting to get the hang of this one-player pod thing. All right, the dashboard also is going to be half as long because there's half as many people playing games. So here we go. We have, I'm playing Maniko's Night Market. I said it. I'm trying to get through it as quick as possible, which I usually hate to do, but I really want to find the ending. And this is not an easy game to just run through and find the ending, but I'm working hard to do that. My kids, whenever I sit down and they see me pick up the Xbox controller, all they want me to do is play Headbangers Rhythm Royale, and they are playing as well. We are all horrible at it, but we all absolutely love watching the silly, crazy mini games that we play and seeing how horrible we do and laughing at each other. So, man, even if you don't have the ability to play that game, like, even if you don't have two accounts to where you can both play together, because if you do, you totally can do that. You can do a room, you can get everybody together, you can have a great time. But we are literally playing, like, old school past the controller. You know, like, I play until I die, which is usually a round or two, pass the controller to my son Noah. Noah plays. We're having such a fun time with that. So download that game if you, and just have some fun. Especially if you got kids, man, they'll love it. Like the pigeon's absolutely freaking hilarious. You can make them make all kinds of funny noises. Let your kids dress them up into crazy freaking costumes. It is fantastic. So give it a try. I'm loving it. Also, because party chat is pretty much non-existent, I am going to talk about Super Mario Wonder. I'm not going to spoil anything, okay? Because that's the other game that I'm playing. Because really, this week I literally have just played Maniko's Night Market and Headbangers Rhythm Royale. That's it. And on my docket, Sean would ask me this, what's on your dashboard? What are you looking towards? Y'all know I'm looking towards Spiriteer and Coral Island. But then also, like I said, I am very much looking towards Wild Hearts on November 9th. It is so hard when a trio of games drops on Game Pass, right? Because it's like, I mean, I can't play all three of these games. It's Dungeons 4, it's Like a Dragon Gaiden, and it's Wild Hearts, November 9th. And I'm trying to finish Maniko's Night Market. God, it's so hard for us Xbox players to have so many games to play. It's just, well, I should complain about it some more, I think. Just kidding. So which one am I going to play? Like a Dragon Gaiden, those games are fun, but there ain't no way I would play it for a hot second and move on to something else because it's just probably going to be too long for me. Dungeons 4? Dungeons 4 is like a real, like, I have watched the trailer multiple times. I have read the Xbox Wire description, which I read to you fine folks, and I'm sure it doesn't really describe any, like, I do not know what this game is about. And that is not a great deal for somebody making a trailer. This game might be a ton of fun. And so for that reason, I kind of want to play it just to see, like, well, what is this game about? But I know what Wild Hearts is about. I've always wanted to be able to get into these, like, big monster hunting games. So Wild Hearts is going to be where I land on November 9th. That was long-winded, sorry. But the other game I'm playing is not an Xbox game. I'm sorry, viewers. I know. But we're kind of just going to make it part of party chat and just kind of roll with it. So I've been playing Super Mario Wonder. This is the 2D Mario game, brand new, came out a few weeks ago. Four player on one screen. And it is so much fun. It's crazy weird. Like, crazy weird, but in the best way. Like, the elephant, you can be an elephant, you can be whatever. The kids laugh and giggle. Like, it is fantastic. The most important thing to know, if you were a Super Mario Deluxe, you, Wii, whatever, you cannot push your friends off the edge. Let me repeat that. You cannot push your friends off the edge, and they can't throw you off the edge. Now, there's half of this audience that says, well, that sucks, I'm out. The other half of this audience says, praise the Lord. And I am in that half. I am so happy that that's off. That is out, and it is a really fun game. It's got everything. It kind of reaches back to many nostalgia points. The Super Mario world. I see a lot of Super Mario world in this game. and it's got the star levels from Super Mario World. It's got the ships from Mario 3, and it is just a joy to play, and it's a joy to play with kids. They've made it a lot more accessible. You have a whole bevy of characters to choose from. Kind of, they start on the right with an Abbot, and I can't remember another one. Sorry, and they kind of can't die. And as you keep moving to the left, you get to Mario, who is kind of like the old school, you know, the hardest to play with. Of course, this is the new style Mario, so where it's not like Mario 1, where it's like, you died, you get to start again, have a nice life, try again. No, of course, it's very easy with, you die, you lose your lives, they're like, here's 5 more lives, try again. well, that's fine, I'm good with that. But it also has that thing of like, oh, some of the levels are really easy, you can beat the game pretty easy, but then the Star World, which kind of you have to find the secret entrances to, the Star World is like super difficult. And I'm loving that. I think this also, maybe, the first Mario game where you don't have to play, the first 2D Mario game where you don't have to play the world in order. So I am very interested. I think that is really cool. So my son, I think you have to play the first maybe 2 or 3 worlds in order, but then it's like, hey, I was like, well, we can play 4, 5, 6, or 7. Which one do you want to go to? Of course, my son's like, I want to go to the one that's got Bowser, like the lava in it. So we found our way all the way to 7 in the overworld and played world 7. And now we seem to be playing the backwards. So we just started 6. So that is my Super Mario Wonder World. I had a great time. I've been having a great time with that. The kids have been having a great time with that as well. So, very cool game. And I'm just looking here. Sean must have his outro somewhere else. Because it's not here. It's not in the doc. So if I wanted an outro with Sean's outro, I can't. So I'm just going to kind of really spitball this, guys. I know this has been a one player podcast. I see that there's a handful of people here. I cannot thank you enough for sticking with me. I know one player podcast can be a little like, well, there's no banter, there's no nothing. So I appreciate your grace. I appreciate your time. I appreciate your ears. The whole Game Pass Tracker crowd, you guys are awesome. I can't thank our team enough, from the socials to video to all the things that we have. You guys are fantastic. Our viewers, obviously. We wouldn't have a reason to be here without you. So thank you so much. If you want to leave us a review on a podcast, that would be great. If you want to reach out to us, you can reach out to us at show@gamepasstracker.com. If you want to ring the bell, follow, subscribe, or be friends, just search us on your social media platform of choice, Game Pass Tracker. And if you want to see, if you want to know more, you can go to GamePassNews.com if you want to see our website and kind of get an up-to-date what's dropping when and where and how. Guys, I can't thank you enough for being here. This is Nick. See you later. Bye.